5.
Hello and welcome to the newsroom. I'm Celia Hatton. Coming up, the U.S. indictment of James Comey. Donald Trump's been openly pushing the Justice Department to prosecute the former FBI director. Mr. Comey says he'll fight back.
Well, they're back. This time about a picture of seashells on a North Carolina beach a year ago. And this won't be the end of it. But nothing has changed with me. I'm still innocent. I'm still not afraid.
Plus, King Charles speaks in front of the U.S. Congress. We'll go live to Washington. Mali's ruler appears in public for the first time since insurgents tried to seize power.
My dear fellow countrymen, now is more than ever the time to show confidence in our armed forces who are engaged in a complex struggle against terrorism.
And
they're very territorial and aggressive animals, so they are displacing our native species, the manatees and the caimans, from the lakes where they live.
A new future for 80 hippos in Colombia. Stay with us.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. The former head of the FBI, James Comey, has been charged with threatening the life of President Trump in a social media post last year. The indictment stems from an image Mr. Comey shared on Instagram showing the number 8647, which prosecutors say was a coded call to assassinate Mr. Trump. Daniel Bush reports from Washington.
Speaking at a news conference, the acting attorney general Todd Blanche and the current FBI director Kash Patel argued that Mr. Comey's social media post amounted to a serious threat to President Donald Trump. Legal experts say Mr. Comey's post is free speech and protected by the First Amendment. This isn't the first indictment against the former FBI director. The Justice Department charged Mr. Comey in a separate case last year, but it was thrown out by a judge. Critics also say the new charges are another attempt by President Trump to weaponize the Justice Department against his opponents.
Mr. Comey issued a statement saying he was still innocent and still not afraid. King Charles has delivered a historic address to the US Congress. The King received standing ovations as he highlighted several hundred years of partnership between Britain and the US. From Washington, here's Peter Bowes.
Addressing a joint session of Congress, only the second British monarch to do so, the King acknowledged times of great uncertainty, adding that the UK and the US could not rest on past achievements. He urged unyielding resolve in backing Ukraine against Russia while highlighting the importance of NATO, reminding Congress that the alliance answered the call in the wake of the attack on September the 11th.
Elon Musk has testified in a federal court in California in a case that could shape the future of artificial intelligence. Mr. Musk is suing the boss of OpenAI, Sam Altman, for allegedly swindling him out of millions of dollars and going back on the firm's original non-profit mission. Mr. Musk said in court that stealing a charity is wrong and that finding Mr. Altman not guilty would set a bad precedent. Mr. Altman denies the allegations. The two men founded OpenAI and were once friends, but have become bitter rivals in recent years. Regulators in the United States have ordered an early review of Disney's TV broadcast licenses after President Trump called for the sacking of the late-night host Jimmy Kimmel. It comes after Kimmel joked that the First Lady had the glow of an expectant widow. Regan Morris reports.
This is not the first time the U.S. president has called for Jimmy Kimmel to be fired. But this is the first time Disney's licenses are being reviewed after pressure from the president. The FCC issued an order saying Disney had 30 days to file license renewals and that it was investigating Disney's ABC stations for possible violations. Disney responded in a statement saying it was confident its record demonstrated its qualifications. Some called the FCC move a political stunt, including the Democratic FCC commissioner, who said the U.S. Constitution was on Disney's side.
World News from the BBC. Mali's military leader has made his first public appearance since large-scale coordinated attacks by jihadists and Tuareg separatists over the weekend. In an address on state TV, Colonel Assimi Goïta reassured the nation that the situation was under control. He vowed to neutralise those responsible for the attacks. Kosovo's MPs have failed to elect a president ahead of a midnight deadline, setting the country on course for a third election in just over a year. Opposition MPs did not attend the late-night session, meaning there was no quorum to vote on a new head of state. Parliamentary elections must follow within 45 days. The last election in December resulted in a comfortable victory for Prime Minister Albin Kurti and his Albanian nationalist Veta Vendosha party. US officials say they've arrested a suspected Guatemalan drug kingpin ahead of accused of leading one of the world's most prolific cocaine trafficking organisations. Ayahenko Molina Lopez, who is believed to head a gang called Los Huitas, was arrested in San Diego, California. There is a $10 million reward for his capture. The 61-year-old has been charged with conspiracy to import and distribute cocaine. Footballers who cover their mouths during verbal confrontations with opponents at this year's World Cup will be sent off. The sports world governing body FIFA said the new rules are part of measures to address discriminatory and inappropriate behaviour. Andrew Ochieng reports.
This change was prompted by an incident during a European Champions League game in February. Benfica's Gianluca Prestiani was accused of making racist comments to Real Madrid's Vinicius Jr. while covering his mouth with his jersey. Prestiani denied this but was banned for 6 matches. In another rule change, players who leave the field in protest at a referee's decision will also be given the red card. So too will the coaches and other managers who urge their players to do so.